the Lord has brought another wonderful truth to my mind, a golden nugget of truth that you may be familiar with, but I'd like to examine it a little more closely. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. This is concerning God's gifts, the gifts of God. Have you ever considered that God gives many gifts to His children? We all know about the gift of eternal life, but that's just the first gift. That's just the beginning of gifts. And that's one thing that the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to as I read 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So the spirit of fear did not come from God. This spirit, I believe, is an evil spirit that comes from our enemy, Satan. And fear can be a paralyzing thing. And it's not God's will for us to be afraid. If you'll look up the word fear in the Word of God, you'll see over and over again that the Lord told His own not to be afraid, not to be fearful, but to trust in Him. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, beloved, in every situation and circumstance, to be confident that our Lord is in control. And so this statement is that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Now, these are gifts that God has given to us, and I'd like for us to think about these gifts. Now, as I mentioned, Romans 6:23b tells us, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is God's great gift. But there are other gifts as we're considering right now. The gift of the Holy Spirit at salvation. What a wonderful gift is the Holy Spirit of God at salvation. John 3:6 tells us, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit when we accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14 tells us, in whom, in Christ, ye also trusted. And the context, if you'll go with the context, remember, context is always king. You have to go with the context. Be careful about pulling a scripture out of context, trying to make it say something that it's not intended to say. And so Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, speaking of Christ, if you'll read the context, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You see, the Holy Spirit is a gift from God. He came to indwell and to seal us, to guarantee our salvation, which is what it goes on to say, which is the earnest. Are the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, that is, this body, which was purchased and belongs to God. There's coming a day when it's going to be redeemed, and we're going to be given a glorified body, not a body that has indwelling sin, like Romans 7 tells us that this body has. Romans 7 tells us that the law of sin is at work within this body, and we know the wages of sin is death, and that's why this body has to die. But, beloved, I'm not going to die. Our true identity, as we've discussed before, our true identity comes from our spirit. And in our spirit is where God looks and sees whether a person is a child of God or a child of Satan. Whether a person belongs to the living God or whether he is bound by sin and separated from God, lost in sin. And so the Holy Spirit is given at salvation as God's seal and guarantee of our salvation. Sometimes the government ships materials like weapons and so forth across the United States. And it puts it in a boxcar, ships it by train in a boxcar, and there's a seal that's put on the door of the boxcar. It's the seal of the United States of America. It's a seal to protect that boxcar. Anyone who breaks that seal without proper authorization by the government can be tried as a criminal because they have broken the law and the seal of protection that's placed upon that boxcar. Well, beloved, God's Holy Spirit is God's seal, and God's Holy Spirit is more genuine and a better guarantee than the seal of the government of the United States of America. Because the Holy Spirit of God, that seal cannot be broken, beloved. No, indeed, Satan and all of his host cannot break the seal of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20 tells us what? Know you not that your body... And Paul's writing to believers, if you'll read the context, Paul's writing to believers, and he says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? That is, it's the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, which is in you. The Holy Spirit lives in us. At salvation, he moves in to do the work of salvation. He becomes the seal of God upon our life. And he indwells us, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. I want you to notice those words, beloved. Ye are not your own. Did you know that? You're not your own property, beloved. When you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, he delivers us from the bondage of sin. He buys us out of the slave market of sin, and we become his property. We belong to him. You are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Remember the triunity of man, as 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I believe it is, states, your whole spirit and soul and body. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. The soul is who we are. But our spirit is our place of identification. We're either a child of God or a child of the devil. And our spirit belongs to God, and our body belongs to God. And the soul is our personality, who we are. And so, beloved, we're God's property. We belong to him. He's redeemed us with his precious blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. We're not our own. We belong to the Lord God. And so 2 Timothy 1:7 again tells us, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so in the next three nuggets of truth, we're going to be discussing each one of these gifts of the Spirit of God. And the next gift will be the gift of the Spirit of power. so I hope that you will join me for that. Till next time, goodbye.